The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, you boys and girls, have you got the grand free gift I told you about yesterday? Have you got the two big free pictures the Skelly Man has for you? Well, now, if you haven't, you'd better go to the Skelly Station and get these marvelous pictures this very night. Remember, you can't get these pictures any other place in the world. For one is a picture of Chuck Ramsey, autographed for you. It says, Happy Landing, and it's signed Chuck Ramsey right on it. And the other is a picture of Captain Midnight himself. It's also autographed to you. It says, Sincerely, your friend, Captain Midnight. And they're big pictures, too. Now, of course, if you like Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey, you'll want to have these pictures. And there's a special reason for getting them at once. Because, you remember, there's a big adventure coming for every boy and girl who listens to this program. And Captain Midnight's picture is a very important clue you'll need to take part in this adventure when it comes. You see, Captain Midnight's picture shows his ring. And on this ring, there's a secret symbol, a secret design that will help you in this thrilling adventure ahead. Help you to help Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan and Captain Midnight, too. Say, you don't want to be left out when this exciting adventure comes, do you? No, sir. You want to be all set to help Chuck and Patsy and Captain Midnight and maybe win a marvelous prize, too. So if you don't have these pictures already, be sure to get them this very night. And here's the best part of it. These pictures are absolutely free. They don't cost you a cent. You don't need to buy a thing. You don't need box tops or seals or even a penny for a stamp. To get these free pictures, here's all you do. You just go any place where Skelly gasoline is sold. If you're already a member of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol, show the Skelly Man your card or your badge, and he'll give you the pictures right away. He has them for you at his station. And if you're not a member of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol, just tell the Skelly Man you want to join, and he'll give you your membership card and both pictures at once. And he'll send in to Skelly headquarters for a big, flashing Misto Magic Weather Forecaster badge for you. It's the badge Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol members wear. And like the pictures, it doesn't cost you a cent. So go to any Skelly station tonight, won't you? Go alone, or Dad or Mother will be glad to drive you if you tell them you can get Captain Midnight's picture and Chuck Ramsey's picture absolutely free. Go tonight or tomorrow or Sunday, the next time you're out in the family car. And then you'll have these marvelous pictures, and you'll be all set to help Chuck and Patsy in the thrilling adventure that's coming soon. And now for Captain Midnight. Last time, the second of the two mysterious planes, which suddenly swooped down out of the night sky, landed on the Black Gulch flying field. Steve, Fred, Chuck, and the new mechanic, Mudd, pounced on the pilot and overpowered him in the dark. Suddenly, he spoke, and the voice was Captain Midnight. Our scene now is just after he is overpowered. Chuck is here.
Bacon, beacons, Red. We didn't know.
Hey,
you...
get off of me. I'm about smothered.
By George, it is, Roberts.
Well, flaming floodlights, where did you come from?
All right, Mud. Put that monkey wrench away.
Yeah, don't crown me with that. We've got work to do.
Well, what's it all mean, Red?
I'll tell you in a minute, Chuck. Say, has anyone got a flashlight?
Yeah, I got a small one in my pocket.
Fine, let's have it.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets, look. There are two planes up there.
Hey, what's coming off around here, Red?
Wait. I've got to hold up this flashlight and blink it two times.
Gee, is that a signal?
Yes, that's a signal. It's okay to land.
Evidently, they don't see your signal.
Well, he will pretty soon.
Gosh, that second plane is real low.
There. He sees it now.
Do you think he'll be able to land all right, Red? This field's awfully small.
He watched me come in first. He'll get down all right, Steve.
Who are these pilots?
Well, I can't tell you right now, Fred. Maybe a little later. Well,
we've had a lot of trouble tonight, Red. We've got to be careful.
I expected that.
We were held up a little while ago. You know, I think we ought to have a guard at the entrance to the field.
Well, I'll go, Steve. I won't let no one get near here.
That's fine, Mud. Go ahead.
I take my gun, but don't use it unless you have to.
Thank you, Fred. You can bet your last cent no one's going to get on this here field when Mud's around to stop him.
That's the stuff, Mud.
I'll be over at the field entrance.
Oh, here comes that second plane gliding in.
I'll keep blinking this flashlight so he'll know where to come.
Ah, he's sure doing a swell job. He's following you exactly.
Yeah, the third plane has got his engine, too.
Yes, he's going to follow the second one in.
Gosh, Red, where did you get this plane?
That isn't the Falcon you took off in.
Well, here comes the second ship.
He sure made a swell landing, all right.
Hey, that's the Falcon you took off in, isn't it, Red?
Yes, it is, Steve.
Gosh, Red. First we thought we were capturing one of Shark's men, and then it turns out to be you.
Now with all these mysterious planes in the air...
Oh, I wish I could figure it all out.
Well, boys, excuse me. I'll have to go over and talk to that pilot. I'll be back in a minute.
Red.
Here comes that third plane.
Hey, he's almost on the ground.
There, he made it.
Blazing beacons, what's going on?
Ah, you've got me, Chuck. But I'll bet you one thing, Red knows what he's doing.
And I'm surely glad he's back.
Gosh, isn't this a swell plane, Steve?
Gee, it certainly is, Chuck. Looks to me like one of those late model two-place pursuit jobs.
That third plane's right by the second one.
And the two pilots are out of their cockpits, and Red's talking to them.
Look, Red went over and cut the engine of the Falcon.
Evidently, he intends for the Falcon to stay here.
Yeah. Say, great guns, Fred.
Yeah?
I begin to see the light now.
Gosh, look. The pilots who flew the Falcon in are getting into the other plane.
Yeah, Red has said goodbye to them and is coming back here.
Yeah, the third plane's gonna take off, too.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. There she goes.
Say, what did you mean, Steve, by saying you see the light?
Well, here comes Red, Fred. I think he'll explain it.
All right.
Well, boys, I guess you're wondering what's going on.
Well, we were a little bit curious.
Yeah, I'll bet you were. Well, here's the story. Both those pilots are G-men. One of them flew the Falcon back here so I could have this other ship to fly around it. See, I didn't want to leave the Falcon behind, so...
And the ship that just took off is carrying the extra pilot back. Is that it, Red?
That's the story, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, Red, what kind of ship is this?
Well, this is the latest model two-seated Tornado.
Blazing beacons. I've heard of them, but I never expected to see one.
If it's a Tornado, she sure has plenty of speed to burn. Fast climb, excellent stunting ability. Oh, my gosh, Red, everything.
Everything is right. This ship's got twin machine guns for the pilot. They're synchronized with the engine.
Wow.
And another gun on pivots for the observer. And I brought along plenty of extra ammunition.
Well, what do you know about
great
that?
Jiminy crickets.
Besides that... It's got a late-type aerial camera in the floor of the observer's cockpit.
Gosh, we sure got something now.
Yes. I decided it's time we had something to defend ourselves with.
Something's right.
Well, Fred, you can start flying gold out of the mine anytime you want to now.
Well...
I'll convoy your ship with this bus, and I guarantee that no black ship's going to shoot your pilot down.
Well, that certainly takes a load off my mind.
But, gee, Red, how can we keep this plane here on the field with Clark and the rest of Barlow's gang around?
We're not going to keep it here, Chuck. I've had my eyes open in case this kind of a situation came up. And I know a place where we will keep it. Now, here's the plan. Just at daybreak, you and I'll take off in this ship, and Steve will follow us in the Falcon. The place I have in mind isn't very far away. We'll leave this plane there... and then come back with Steve and the Falcon.
Oh, that'll be swell.
A lot has happened since you left last evening, Red. We better tell you about it.
All right, Fred, let's go over to the office.
Right.
In the meantime, we'll have Mud service these ships and get them ready to fly.
Gee, there's another thing, Red.
Why, what's that, Chuck?
McHale and Slim and Pinky are waiting for you over at the jail.
Oh, yes, I was forgetting. I guess we'd better go over there right away. I have a job for them.
Now, what's that, Red?
We're going to form a vigilante committee.
A vigilante committee?
We're going to round up every honest prospector and miner in this town. Our first job is to find Sheriff Ballard. They'll work on the ground while we work in the air. And after we find him, our next job will be Ivan Sharp.
Well, say, things are surely going to happen now.
All right, come on, then. Let's get to the jail. Then we'll come back here to the pilot's bunkhouse, and if there's any time, we'll catch a couple of winks of sleep. It's been kind of rough on you, Chuck.
Oh, gee, I feel fine, Red.
Well, you could do with some sleep. I can see that. Come on, let's get going.
It is now several hours later. Dawn is just beginning to break. Two planes stand before the 7G hangar, engines idling. One is Captain Midnight's new Tornado, and the other is the 7G Falcon with Steve at the controls. Red Roberts, really Captain Midnight, is in the Tornado's front cockpit while Chuck is in the rear. Listen, as Chuck says.
I guess we're all set, Red.
Have you got your chute buckled on?
I sure have.
And your safety belt fastened?
Oh, I'm fastening that right now.
Oh, Steve's waving to us that he's ready, so I guess we better get going before someone sees his ship.
We're almost set, Red.
Okay, the engine's warmed up. We'll take off first, and Steve's going to follow.
Okay.
Here we go.
Straight up.
Oh, this is a great plane, Chuck. There is nothing finer in the world.
Is this one better than the one you washed out on Broken Ridge?
Much better, Chuck. This is right from the factory.
Gosh, I never believed I'd fly in such a wonderful plane as this.
Well, you're in it, and you'll be flying it yourself pretty soon.
Do you think so?
Sure. I'm going to let you take the controls from the back seat in a minute.
Boy, oh boy.
Say, can you see Steve?
Wait, I take a look. Yeah, I see him. but he's falling pretty far behind.
I've got this bus throttled down as much as I can.
Now, what time are we going to start looking for Sheriff Ballack?
Later on today, Chuck. First, I want to hide this plane.
Well, do you think you can?
I've got a place picked that I don't think anyone will ever find. It's going to be our secret landing field.
Gee, a secret landing field? Well, that'll be swell.
We'll keep the ship there, and then we'll go back and forth to it in one of the 7G planes.
Well, supposing we're followed by one of Shark's pilots sometimes.
We'll never land there if there's another plane in the air, Chuck.
Gee, Red, isn't this wonderful? Look, the rim of the sun is just showing over the mountains.
Yep. There isn't a more beautiful sight in the world, Chuck, than sunrise from a plane high in the air.
Yeah. Look at the light on the mountains. They stand out so clear.
Mm-hmm. Notice the long shadows in the valleys?
I'll never forget this sight as long as I live.
Flying's a wonderful thing, Chuck. As soon as you get up in the air, you lose all your worries and you forget all your troubles.
I know. You feel sort of separated from the world, and yet you're a part of it. It's sort of...
Well, we got to tend to business, Chuck. What about Steve? Can you see him?
Gee, I can't see anything of him.
By George, Chuck, we can't lose him.
Oh, wait, I look again. Blinking beacon's red. I can see a plane, but I don't think it's Steve.
Well, has something happened to Steve? And who is flying this other plane, which Chuck sees? Things look a lot more cheerful now that Captain Midnight has returned, but what will be Ivan Shark's next move? Thrilling moments are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in next Monday, same time, same station, to Captain Midnight. Remember, get the free pictures of Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey today at any Skelly station. There's something every friend of Captain Midnight should have, because they're autographed to you by Chuck Ramsey and by your friend, Captain Midnight. And besides, Captain Midnight's picture has an important clue in it. A clue you'll need in the big adventure that's coming for every fellow and girl who belongs to Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol. These marvelous pictures, you know, are absolutely free. You don't need to buy a thing. You don't need seals or box tops or even a penny for a stamp. You just go to any place where Skelly gasoline is sold. Go alone, or Dad or Mother will be glad to drive you, I'm sure. And tell the Skelly man you want the big free pictures of Chuck Ramsey and Captain Midnight. If you're a member of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol, show the Skelly man your card or your badge, and he'll give you the pictures right away. If you're not already a member of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol, tell the Skelly man you want to join, and he'll give you these wonderful pictures and your membership card in the Flight Patrol. And he'll send in to Skelly headquarters for the big, brilliant Misto Magic weather forecaster badge that Flight Patrol members wear. And it won't cost you a single penny. Not 1 cent. It's free. So get these pictures from your Skelly man tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, the next time you're out in the family car. And listen Monday, same time, same station, for further adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What has happened to Steve? Has one of Ivan Shark's men tampered with his plane? Will Chuck and Captain Midnight be able to help him? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is your Skelly man saying goodbye and happy landings!